Hilchos Rechilus Klal Vav Din Zayin. The Chafetz Chaim told us that even though there are certain times when one is allowed to believe somebody who said Rechilus, and that's in a case where it's Hemnu Kibetrei, in a case where the person is so clearly honest that he never lies and never says Guzman, very never smart. Exaggerates. So however, the Chafetz Chaim says, that's only in the Zman of Talmud, that's only in the time of the Gemara we had such people. Nowadays, we don't have people that there will be such trust. Al Kain, in other words, that's what Chafetz Chaim said in his day. Al Kain, Oslo Lakabal Dvar Bishum Eifen. So, therefore, even in a case where it's relevant when the person who's telling it to you is not doing an Aveira, because he has a right to tell you, because it's relevant to future damages that you could be saving yourself from. Nevertheless, rak lochish bolvad, you're not allowed to believe it, that you could actually hate the other person for saying this rechilus, but rather, rak lochish bolvad, all you could do is guard yourself that you shouldn't get hurt. Ovelavachi, and he says, besides that, ain't motzi shi yushlumu kol atnoim and skarmisiv heivav. It's not usual that anyway would be relevant anyway. Umizet tira kama noshim toim binyan zeh. And from this we see how unfortunately so many people err. They're careful, Baruch Hashem, they don't speak Lashon Hara, they don't believe Lashon Hara when somebody says it. But not if they hear Lashon Hara from their father or the mother or their wife. Surely my wife is not going to lie to me, my mother is not going to lie to me. The zui tua toz gemura. This is a toz gemura, a pure mistake. Ki ain chiluk bozek, because there's no difference. Even if a parent tells a lashon hara, it's still an isa Torah to accept that lashon hara as truth. The most that one could do is use that information to protect himself in the future. But he's not allowed to hate that person. If a person comes to him for a loan, he would have to give him a loan. It's a mitzvah to give him a loan, and you have all the other obligations of bein adam l'chaveira. Then he says in Din Ches, Din Isa Kabbalas Rechilus Hu Afilu Misich Lefitumai. In other words, the Hainu Shiroya Sham Mesaper Lo Kivin Bozel Oyer Medonim Al Chaveiro, Rak Shemiyim Mikri Yotze Dov Zembi Pib. In other words, let's say a person is saying about, somebody said something not nice about me, not nice about me to somebody else. And the person didn't come to me and say, you should know what this guy said about you. But rather, as he was talking and discussing it, and he was saying, and then, you know, the guy really got upset, and he said this about him, and he said this and this. You know, he wasn't doing it in order to create enmity, to create a machlekes, but that's what came out. So he says, in that case also, even though there's a concept of mesiach l'kituma, that a person just, you know, like we know the halach is, let's say a guy would be talking and saying that, oy, it was unbelievable. I witnessed this accident. I was at this accident, and this guy, you know, Joe Goldberg, Khalilah, you know, Nemeth got killed in that accident. So even though the halacha would be that with that kind of testimony, we would be mad to this woman to be able to get remarried, because we even accept the statement of a guy, if he's Mesich Lefitumo, for a woman to be able to go get married. But nevertheless, that's only a special kula we have there because of other sforas that the Gemara tells us. However, Mesiach Lefituma doesn't help if it's a question of an Issa Deraisa. So therefore, here when we're discussing an Issa Deraisa, there wouldn't be a heter to believe the person, even if he's Mesiach Lefituma. So he said it in the midst of the conversation. He wasn't going to lie. He wasn't intending to do anything. Nevertheless, there's an Issa of a Kabbalah. Then in Siftes, he says, another thing that he discussed in Hilchos Lashon Hara was Vimra Olav Dvarim Hanikarim Shinira Al Yodam Shemesuma Shisipri Olav Shuasale Yadibra Olav Kachlikach Imutul Haman Machmazeh Olav Eloi. So he says there's another concept in Halacha of Dvarim Hanikarim, that there's very strong circumstantial evidence that what this person said is really true, that he really did say this. So he says, look in Chelek Aleph, Kisham Bi'ar Nebez Hashem, Kol HaProtim Shesheyachim Bazeh. There we explained all the details. Ach, since the Chafetz Chaim was a tremendous Oy of Yisrael, he loved Jews. Kedei Lahokel Ala Koirei, in order to make things easier, he doesn't want you to have to turn back and look at the whole Arichos. Echta B'kitzah HaYetzim Misham. I'll tell you a short synopsis of what comes out. Ditzarech Lozeh Eilu HaChamisha Pratim. You need these five conditions in order to believe lashon hara or rechilus in the case of circumstantial evidence. First is shehainyan shadvar manikari mayim olav shuemes lo yeloi b'mal shafti l'satzchus. And there's even, let's say it's true, the circumstantial evidence that he said something like this. But it could be that what he meant was this, or it could be that there was some other circumstance that because of that is the reason why he said it. So he says, if you could be danim l'kaf schus, so then it's not an iser. What he did was not a rechilus. It's not a rechilus that he thought was doing something wrong. So in such a case, even if what does it mean that you could tell us the truth, he said it. Even if it is true, you're not allowed to have a negative feeling because this person thought that he was justified in doing it for this case. The second is shehe adover nikar mamish shehagia la'ein asipor loy dover nikar tzas. It has to be very strong circumstantial evidence about this fact itself, not just some peripheral evidence. The third is shegiras advar medikar ba'atzmo. You yourself are the ones who witnessed this circumstantial evidence. V'lo sheyishma osa mipi acherim. If somebody else tells you that it must be true because A, B, C, and D, so that's not better than the person tells you right away, I know it's true. I saw it. Doesn't help because you can't. That's being mekabel lashon hara. It's only if you see all the evidence yourself, then there's a question. That now I don't have a question now. In other words, I'm not hearing it from someone who's saying lashon hara. And the fourth condition is davke miyuchaliyasloi miyedias asipar zeh teyelus al labo. The only way you'd be able to listen is only if it's relevant for the future. Because if it's not relevant to the future, also lahatus oznav lishmos asipor. How are you allowed to listen? Even if it's true, but the person's telling you something which is not relevant to the future, so how are you allowed to listen? And the fifth condition is achakol zeh ena moyelinian zed varmin dekarim raklinian lahamin ulkaba belimus adav lezememus. The only thing that strong circumstantial evidence that you yourself testified to, you yourself saw all that evidence, is only that you could believe it. But if you tell somebody else, that person didn't see the circumstantial evidence, he's not allowed to believe it. And if he's not allowed to believe it, then you're telling lashon hara to another person, and you're causing him to do an aveira. He says that only helps lahamin l'kav believe yisadavazeh. Avalo leil chul saper davazeh lacherim. That wouldn't be a hetter to talk to your wife about it. Then there's another concept. There's one thing, if somebody asks me, is it raining outside? And I ask the guy, is it raining outside? And he says, yes. So there's no avera for me to believe him. He's not two witnesses. There's only 12 years old. He's not a kosher witness. But there's no avera if I believe him. But if I would want to now extract money because of the testimony of one person, that would be an Issa Deraisa. You're not allowed to. I'm not allowed to take away money because there's only a single witness saying something. So to go, and now, let's say you have very strong circumstantial evidence that this guy did something. And now you want to punish him, or you want to, because of that, charge him money or take money from him because you have very strong circumstantial evidence that he did something which al pi halacha would be considered a mazik, and you would have a right to take the money. But circumstantial evidence is not edim. And in order to be mitzi mammon, in order to take away money from somebody, you have to have witnesses. And circumstantial evidence, which is an umdana, is not enough in order to be mitzi mammon. So that's what he says. That also lismach al dvar minikar mamish lini yafsida yizeh b'mammon. That's not going to be a heta for mammon to take away money from the person. Oh, lahakoso. Or in order to have a heta to hit a person or to do something to that person, for that you need to have a heta from Bezdin or you need witnesses. And avada, just because circumstantial evidence, umna, doesn't help. As he brings the Gemara, that if a person comes out of a building and he has a knife with blood in on the blade, and you walk inside and then you see a dead man inside that died through stabbing, the Bezdin is not going to execute this person. And the same thing, we wouldn't be able to be Maitzi Mammon because of that. Because that's not considered that you have Edom on the Maisa. V'yayin le'el sham b'sif yuzal she'erach le'vizeh. And through this, tira b'chush, v'mesh n'chsholim b'mnesein harabim. You see how nebuch we, many of us stumble. Shemechad yesh li hezek b'iske mitzad malshinus b'leme. Somebody, let's say, lost some money because he thinks that somebody snitched to the government or told something else to somebody else. V'yesh li al yisrael d'var manikorim sh'osalei sadov razeh. And he has good circumstantial evidence, very strong circumstantial evidence, that this guy really did this. And then he goes and tells the government about this guy, what he did. Because it's common in the mouths of people, if you snitch on me to the government, I can snitch on you. It's a very big error, which Be'ez Hashem will see tomorrow.